Omagyanatibandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurude Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shigro Shiyuta Parakamalam Shigrum Vaishnavam Sha Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakhandvitam Sha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Dagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchena Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishubhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindubhi Vacha Patidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitinanda Shedvaiti Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Sutta Krishna is the source of all incarnations. Text number 1. Sutta Vacha.
Sutta Vacha.
Jagrihe.
Jagrihe.
Purusham.
Purusham.
Rupam.
Rupam.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
Mahat.
Mahat.
Adivi.
Adivi.
Sambhutam.
Sambhutam.
Shodasa.
Shodasa.
Alam.
Alam.
Adau,
Adau,
Loka,
Loka,
Sisrikshaya,
Sisrikshaya,
Sutuvacha,
Sutuvacha,
Jagrihe Purusham Rupam,
Jagrihe Purusham Rupam,
Bhagavan Maharadivi,
Bhagavan Maharadivi,
Sambhutam Sodasha Kalam,
Sambhutam Sodasha Kalam,
Adoloka Sishikshaya
Adoloka Sishikshaya
Sutuvacha
Sutuvacha
Jagrihe Parusham Ripam Rupam
Jagrihe Parusham Rupam
Bhagavan Maharadivi
Bhagavan Maharadivi
Sambhutam Shodasa Kalam
Sambhutam Shodasa Kalam
Adoloka Sishikshaya
Adoloka Sutta Vacha
Sutta Vacha
Shakrihe Parusham Rupam
Shakrihe Parusham Rupam
Bhagavan Mahat Adiviti
Bhagavan Mahat Adiviti
Sambhutam Sudasa Kalam
Sambhutam Sudasa Kalam
Adoloka Shishiksaya
Adoloka Shishiksaya
Sambhutam Sarasakalam
Adau Lokas
Shishiksha
Adho-loka-shishikshaya.
Sutta-vacha.
Sutta-vacha.
Sutta-said.
Sutta-said.
Jagrihe.
Jagrihe.
Accepted.
Accepted.
Purusham.
Purusham.
Plenary portion as the Purusha incarnation.
Plenary portion of the Purusha incarnation.
Rupam.
Rupam.
Form.
Form.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
The personality of Godhead.
Personality of Godhead.
Mahat Adidi.
Mahat Adidi.
With the ingredients of the material world.
With the ingredients of the material world.
Sambhutam.
Sambhutam.
Thus there was the creation of. Thus there was the creation of.
Thus there was the creation of.
Shodasha,
Shodasha,
Kalam,
Kalam,
16 primary principles.
16 primary principles.
Adao,
Adao,
in the beginning.
Loka,
Loka,
the universes.
The universe.
Sikshaya,
Sikshaya,
Sishrikshaya,
Sishrikshaya,
on the intention of creating.
Unto the intention of creating.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sutta said, in the beginning of the creation, the Lord first expanded Himself in the universal form of the Purusha incarnation and manifested all the ingredients for the material creation. And thus, at first, there was a creation of the 16 principles of material action. This was for the purpose of creating the material universe. Is repeat. Sutta said.
Sutta.
In the beginning of the creation.
In the beginning of the creation.
The Lord first expanded Himself in the universal form.
The Lord first expanded Himself in the universal
form. Of the Purusha incarnation.
Of the Purusha incarnation.
And manifested all the ingredients.
And manifested all the ingredients.
For the material creation.
For the material creation.
And thus at first.
And thus at first.
There was a creation of the 16 principles.
There was a creation of the 16 principles.
Of material action.
Of material action.
This was for the purpose of creating.
This was for the purpose of creating.
The material universe.
Material universe.
Purport. The Bhagavad Gita states that the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, maintains these universes by expanding His plenary expansions. So, this Purusha form is the confirmation of the same principle. The original personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, or Lord Krishna, was famous as the son of King Vasudeva, or King Nanda, is full with all opulences, all potencies, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. Part of his opulences are manifested as impersonal Brahman, and part of his opulences are manifested as Paramatma. This Purusha feature of the same personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the original Paramatma manifestation of the Lord. There are three Purusha features in the material creation. In this form, who is known as Karnadakshaya Vishnu, is the first of the three. The others are known as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu and Shiradakshaya Vishnu, which we shall know one after another. The innumerable universes are generated from the skin holes of the Karnadakshaya Vishnu, and each of one of the universes, the Lord enters as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. The Bhagavad Gita has also mentioned that the material world is created at certain intervals and then again destroyed. This creation and destruction is done by the Supreme Will because of the conditioned souls, or Nityabhata, living beings. The Nityabhata, or the eternally conditioned souls, have the sense of individuality, or ahamkar, which dictates them sense enjoyment, which they are unable to have constitutionally. The Lord is the only enjoyer, and all others are enjoyed. The living beings are predominated enjoyers, but the eternally conditioned souls, forgetful of his constitutional position, have strong aspirations to enjoy. The chance to enjoy matter is given to the conditioned souls and the material world, and side by side they are given the chance to understand their real constitutional position. Those fortunate living entities who catch the truth and surrender unto the lotus feet of Vasudeva after many, many births in the mature world, join the eternally liberated souls, and thus are allowed to enter into the kingdom of God. After this, such fortunate living entities need not come again within the occasional material creation. Those who cannot catch the constitutional truth are again merged into the Mahatattva at the time of annihilation of the material creation. When the creation is again set up, this Mahatattva is again let loose. This Mahatattva contains all the ingredients of the material manifestations, including the conditioned souls. Primarily, this Mahatattva is divided into 16 parts, namely the 5 gross material elements and the 11 working instruments or senses. It is like the cloud in the clear sky. In the spiritual sky, the effulgence of Brahman is spread all over, and the whole system is dazzling in spiritual light. Mahatattva is assembled in some corner of the vast, unlimited spiritual sky, and the part which is thus covered by the Mahatattva is called the material sky. This part of the spiritual sky, called the Mahatattva, is only an insignificant portion of the whole spiritual sky. And within this Mahatattva, there are innumerable universes. All of these universes are collectively produced by Karana Dakriya Vishnu, called also the Mahavishnu, who simply throws his glass and impregnates the material sky. Suduvacha jagrihe purusham ripam bhagavan maharadihi sambhutam shodasa kalam adoloka sishikshaya. Sutta said, in the beginning of the creation, the Lord first expanded himself in the universal form of the Purusha incarnation and manifested all the ingredients of the material creation. And thus at first there was the creation of the 16 principles of material action. This was for the purpose of creating the material universe. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatya Ajay Satara. In this chapter, Sudha Goswami will talk about the incarnations of Krishna, beginning with the Purusha avatars. The subject matter is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita that janma karma chime divyam evam yoveti tatpataha. That we should try to understand Krishna in truth. Understand Krishna in truth means that we have not only understand Krishna as the cowherd boy in Vrindavan, but we also have to understand we have to understand also how he's working in his different incarnations, including the Purusha avatars. In the second canto, it will be mentioned that to understand the Purusha avatars, how their pastimes in this mature world is more important than understanding Krishna's activities in the internal energy. Because if we can't see how Krishna is working in front of our eyes, it won't be possible to see Krishna, what he's doing in the bushes of Vrindavan. Therefore, Karna Dakshaya Vishnu, lying down in the ocean, in the Karna ocean, is not different from Krishna. Just like the judge is named Your Honor or called Your Honor when he's in the court, and he has a certain activity. He condemns someone to death according to their misdeeds and awards someone some large amount of money according to their good deeds. The judge is not the enemy of anyone. He's simply acting according to the rules and regulations that have been set up, and he's administering justice according to them. When he goes home, he takes off his judge's uniform, his robes, and his wife and children come and give him his robe, another robe. And instead of calling him Your Honor, they call him John. And his activities there are different. He He plays with his children. He helps his wife wash the dishes. If when he was a judge, his children appeared, he wouldn't stop the court proceedings and start playing with them. Similarly at home, it would be unlikely that he'd condemn any of his children to death for not taking the dog out on time. So he's the same person, he looks different, he has a different name, he has different activities, but he's exactly the same person, but his activities go on appropriately. Similarly, one person in this material world can only do one activity at a time, but still in those different roles, one plays different roles. For some, one is a father to his daughter, but a husband to the wife, and a child to his mother. If he treated his wife like his mother, or his mother like his wife, or his wife like his daughter, mixing these roles would not be very good. Therefore, he generally, if he has the proper relationships, he takes one relationship at a time and tries to fill that particular role. The difference between us and Krishna, at least in our present conditional state, is that we can hardly do one role at a time properly. But Krishna can expand himself and perform many roles at the same time and not get confused. Not only doesn't get confused, but he actually enjoys taking different roles. But we shouldn't mistake that when Krishna expands his Balaram, then he is something different from, he's someone different from Krishna. Although Balaram considers himself a servant of Krishna, but Krishna also enjoys being a servant. As Krishna, he's the master of everyone. Although, even as Krishna, he's the subordinate to his devotees in the role of Vatsala, Rasa, and even sometimes in the role of Sakya and Madhurya Rasa, he takes a subordinate role. But in his form of Narayan in Vaikuntha, he doesn't have the rasas so much as a subordinate. So there he acts as the Supreme Person, and with all his opulence and majesty being displayed. But so Krishna likes that, just like we also like being the master. Matter of fact, everyone in this material world is making a time immemorial attempt to become the master. No one came to the material world to become a servant. Everyone came here to become the master. And in spite of all our sincere endeavors to become the master, it is not possible to be the master in the sense to be the dictator. Because although we may believe that we're dictating or controlling others, but actually we're simply being dictated by and controlled either by Krishna through his internal energy or by the external energy. Bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihite male apaisha purusham purnam mayam tat pashay. So when Srila Vyasadeva was meditating, he saw personality of Godhead, and he was completely pure, uncovered by any kind of illusory energy. But on his backside, Maya was there. So for Krishna, there is no Maya. Maya is behind him. But yaya samatmaka jiva atmakam trigunatmakam paropi manyase narata chatkritam pratipadyate tatkritam pratipadyate chatkritam chapipadyate. But for the jiva soul, yasa mohita jiva, the The soul in this material world were completely covered by illusion. Because we misidentify ourselves with this body, and although certainly we're conscious of the body, but just by becoming conscious of something doesn't mean that we have any direct role. I mean, at least it doesn't mean we become the doer of the activity. We may watch a movie and become so much absorbed in the hero and the heroine in the movie that we feel their pain and we enjoy their victory. But that doesn't mean that we're influencing at all the victory or we're the cause of the pain of anyone in the movie. We're simply the experiencer. So the material body works according to the laws of material nature, and we're experiencing it, and therefore we're, in that sense, simply the observer. Of course, we also have a part to play in that we have the ability to elect or to choose. That choosing is quite small. We can choose either to remain in the ignorant misconception of misidentifying ourselves with this body, and therefore become implicated in material existence. Or we can choose to identify ourselves with the Supreme Person and therefore accept His instructions coming down the simple succession and arrange or dovetail our desires with those desires, choose those desires willingly, and therefore become an instrument of Krishna. And by becoming an instrument, come under the influence of the internal energy of Krishna. So our choice is quite limited, but in one sense, of course, if we choose the spiritual energy, then Krishna will didani buddhi yogam tam. As we become more consistent and enthusiastic in choosing the directions coming from Krishna, then Krishna gives us more and more intelligence how to perform our service in such a way as to make progress in spiritual life. And if we choose the other, the material energy, then there are many varieties of material, of the modes of material nature to try to experience. Actually, the soul is not the direct enjoyer of the material energy. What he's really experiencing is the modes of material nature connected with material nature. Therefore, sometimes he feels happy, sometimes he feels depressed, and sometimes there's a variety of experiences that come in between. But actually, it's only due to his consciousness that he becomes aware of the material energy. Directly, he's not actually part of the material nature, nor is he directly participating in the activities of the material nature, only due to his consciousness and his ability to desire. By his ability to desire, different arrangements are made. And by those different arrangements, he has different experiences that are experienced through his consciousness. In any case, it's all arranged by the personality of Godhead in his form of the Purusha avatars. Krishna, he has no activities in the material world in one sense. He doesn't come here because he wants to become God, because he already is God. Therefore, he doesn't have to come and pretend that he's God in the material world. Just like a little child is 4 years old and she wants to cook, but she cannot even reach the stove. But still she's demanding that she wants to cook. She wants to make chapatis. So her parents buy her a plastic kitchen with plastic pots and a little plastic chapatis that she can make. So she believes she is also cooking, like her mother is cooking. But the difference is her mother is actually cooking something you can eat, while she's only pretending she's cooking and not even producing the plastic chapatis that she thinks that she's making. Similarly, the living entity comes into a world to pretend to be the creator, pretend to be the enjoyer, but neither he's the creator nor is he the enjoyer. enjoyer in the sense, not in the sense we're not experiencing so-called joy and suffering, but enjoyer in the sense the director or the controller, and therefore getting the results of his controlling. Because we're not controlling anything, we're only desiring, and therefore we're getting the results given to us by the material nature of our desires. But even our desires in the material world are not our necessarily products of our own desire. Desire is a subtle form of conditioning given to us according to our past activities and desires. Therefore, in the material world, we remain a servant. But in the material world, we remain a servant of the illusory energy instead of a servant of the divine spiritual loving energy. So here, as a servant of the illusory energy, we try to become God, and we encourage others to try to become God also. Which is illusory because it's not even what's happening. It's simply a dictation. We're being dictated by the illusory energy to try to become God. Or how to become God. But actually it's not possible. We're simply watching this body, and the body which is actually under the control of Krishna, of his material nature, is moving according to material nature's direction and dictating to us how to see things, how to do things, how to understand things, dictating, covering us and impelling us to act in different ways, Avratnika Shakti and Pragatmika Shakti. So being illusioned by the illusory energy, identifying ourselves with our conception of life, whatever it may be, the modes of nature, and then being impelled by the illusory energy to act. So certainly we're not taking the role of either the enjoyer or the controller here. We're taking the role of the controlled by the illusory energy and the sufferer by the illusory energy. Or as Krishna says, the avriyatmaka avritam jnana etena jnanino nityavarina kama-rupena kuntiya dusprena analena cha. Thus the man's pure consciousness is covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust, which is never satisfied and which burns like fire. So we're being burned by the illusory energy to act in so many different ways, according to lust, or anger, or greed, or illusion, or forgetfulness, or bewildered intelligence. We're being impelled in so many different directions in material energy. And being impelled by the illusory energy, all the impetuses that she's dictating to us are being dictated by under illusory consciousness, which means under covered consciousness, not really understanding who we really are or what the real purpose of activity should be. But still, dictated by the illusory energy, either we believe we're God or making plans to become the Supreme. But neither we're God now, nor is it possible in the future to become God, because there's nothing really changing. The only thing that's really changing is the modes of nature we're situated in. If we act properly, then we come to realize that we're not God, that we're simply being dictated by the illusory energy, covered by it and dictated by it. In the mode of passion, we believe that if we follow the directions of the illusory energy, its dictations, if we're under that particular covering, we believe that we'll create a better world for us to live in. But actually, we wind up in more distress than we thought, than the very activity of working the mode of passion results in more distress than we had before we started. And the mode of ignorance, neither we work as a person in the mode of passion, nor do we understand how to work or what to do is the person in the mode of goodness. So the two symptoms in the mode of goodness, namely illumination and satisfaction or happiness, in the mode of ignorance we have neither that quality nor we have the quality of passion, of working, endeavor to get those things. So one is madness, is Sattvam Sanjayate Jnanam Rajaso Lova Evacha Pramado Moha Tamaso Bhavato Jnanam Evacha. So, Ajnana, ignorance, Moha, madness, and one's knowledge is covered. Sattvam Sanjayate Jnanam Rajaso Lova Evacha Pramado that illusion, pramada, moha, pramada, madness, moha, illusion, and ajnana, bhavato jnanam evacha, and covering of real knowledge. So the result of our real knowledge being covered, the result of our being illusion, is that we become completely crazy. As we work in the mode of ignorance, we go even more further down. But all the while, we're believing, we're enjoying. The hog, who's eating stool, thinks that this tastes very nice. What he's really doing is the same thing we're doing. He has the immaterial nature is intensely impelling him to eat the stool. And when he eats the stool, then he feels satisfied that at least he satisfied that dictation of the illusory energy. So his actual satisfaction is in service to the illusory energy. When he serves the illusory energy and fulfills its dictation, he feels a sense of relief from its dictation, which he interprets as happiness. But actually that kind of satisfaction coming from the illusory, by serving the illusory energy, is certainly not the same happiness that one gets from serving Krishna and feeling Krishna's unlimited pleasure that he feels, but from the service of his devotees. So here Krishna comes as Paramatma. He restrains himself from interfering with the free will of the living entities, although he would like that all living entities come back to the spiritual world. But he makes the arrangements here in that form to give all the living entities a chance to enjoy this kind of service attitude towards the illusory energy, thinking and imagining that it's true happiness. Prabhupada gives the examples, Lila Sukha Prabhu said, I think mentioned the other day, just like the person takes the dog out to walk because he loves the dog is passing stool and urine, so he doesn't mind. He may mind, but that's his duty, he takes the dog out for a walk. He's not doing it because he loves the dog because it's passing stool and urine. He loves the dog because it's his dog. Similarly, the living entities come to the material world and Krishna takes us for a walk here, and here we just wind up passing stool and urine. So Krishna waits patiently until we're stopping passing stool and urine so we can go back to the spiritual kingdom, go back home, and engage in some kind of meaningful activity with the Master. So here Krishna in his form is Paramatma, and the form of Karna Dr. Shai Vishnu, he makes the universes available for the conditioned souls. In the form of Gava Dr. Shai Vishnu, he creates the varieties in the different universes. And as Paramatma, he acts as the individual guide for every conditioned soul to award them their particular karma that they deserve and desire. In any case, they're all just making arrangements so the Supreme Lord can take his dog out to pass through the room. It's not really a glorious place, although we create a sense of artificial sense of glory, an artificial sense of achievement through mundane endeavor, through the mode of passion. But actually the real achievement is to get out and go back to revive our spiritual consciousness and become eligible to engage in Krishna's loving service rather than service to the illusory energy. So Krishna also gives that opportunity, because if we turn to Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, then Paramatma will give us the intelligence to understand these things and make progress towards spiritual advancement. So I'll stop there. Any questions?